Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Kevin, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. I received a letter with a promotion code, a reservation code. But I just have one quick question, and then we can go from there.
Okay.
What's the longest terms you guys do on loans?
Well, it depends on the loan. Are you looking to purchase equipment? Are you looking for working capital?
Both, actually.
Okay. On the equipment, we can go out 5 to 7 years, typically, depending on the dollar amount.
Okay.
Getting closer to $1 million, you know, we can probably go out 10 years, depends on the collateral.
Okay. I'm looking at $40,000 is what I'm looking at. And preferably 5 years. I would go three, depending on what the payment's going to be. And what I really need to know is I have good credit, okay? I have a 750 Isaac score. My business has been around for 4 years. But what I really want to know is your interest rates. Is this like most of these funding companies that charge a crazy-ass interest rate? Because if so, then, you know, I don't have time to waste my time nor your time. With good credit, what are we looking at ballpark for interest rates on these loans?
Well, what are you buying? What's the equipment?
I own a commercial drinking water company, and I'm buying coolers and reverse osmosis systems and fittings.
Okay.
But mostly it's working capital is what it is.
Okay, because I mean, there's a big difference there. I mean, I want to give you numbers that I guess that makes sense based on what you're looking to do. I don't want to give you BS numbers. We're a commercial bank, so when you're talking equipment collateralized loan, you're talking 5%.
Okay.
Now, working capital, unsecured money, as you know, is very difficult to come by right now. So we do have an unsecured product. We can go out to 24 to 36 months, typically 24 max, because there's no collateral behind it. And that's a weekly payment. And the APR on that, if you were to do your two-year term, is going to be closer to 10 or 11%.
Yeah, and that's what I'm not interested in. So let me ask you a question on the loan used for inventory, buying equipment. I think I know where you're going with this. I just want to make sure. Now, as far as the equipment, are you writing a check to the company, or are you writing a check to AquaChill, to my company?
Well, we would be sending the check or wire transferred to the seller of the equipment. The vendor.
Okay, not to me. Okay, I see. Okay, so, and I don't want to pay 10, 11% interest on a loan for working capital.
You don't want to pay what, I'm sorry?
Yeah, I don't want to pay 10 to 11% interest on a loan for working capital. If I go to my bank, they just give me the check, and I go that route. But I got this from you, so I just thought I'd reach out to you and find out what it's for. So.
And what type of product is that? Is that a personal loan, a business loan? What are they collateralizing that with?
It's a business loan, is what it is. It's a little bit over 5%. It's 5.5%, but they make the check out to me, not the vendor that I'm buying the equipment from.
Right.
See, I don't like that. I mean, I'm the one borrowing the money. You give the money to me, and I pay it as I go accordingly. I don't like the fact that you make the check out to the vendor I'm buying the equipment from.
Why is that?
Because I'm a big boy. I can pay my own bills. You know, I understand what you're doing. Are you putting a lien on the equipment?
Of course.
Ah, okay. Yeah, no, that's definitely not anything I'm interested in.
Yeah, it sounds like what you're looking for is you're kind of playing this game where you're claiming that it's going to be a collateralized loan, but then we can't collateralize it. You know, you want the rates of a collateralized loan, but you want the rules of a cash unsecured loan. Yeah. Your bank's not going to give you an unsecured loan. The things that you're asking for, you know, are just...
You know that for sure?
I've been doing this for 16 years. So if there was a better product than what I was offering you, I would have it.
Gotcha. Okay. You know that for sure without getting into your resume. You know that for sure to be a fact? With the bank, they're not going to do that?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay. Well, you know what? You're wrong on that one because I did it last year. Okay.
Well, but it's not what you're saying it was. They're collateralizing it with something.
Exactly. It's exactly what it's for. It was credit score driven is how they use the term of the loan. Uh-huh. It was to buy capital for the business, to buy inventory for the business. And the check was made out to me, and the loan, it was at 5.25%. And I borrowed $25,000. My payment is $800 a month. It's over 36 months. And that's how that worked. So
right, but you collateralized that loan with something. You signed over.
No, it was a signature loan based on my credit and based on the fact that the business has been established for 4 years. I showed.
Yeah, 4 years is nothing. I mean, all the things that you're telling me is nonsense. Mm-hmm. They collateralized it with something, especially in today's market. No bank is writing a check for $25,000 and.
Yeah.
Crossing their fingers that you pay it back. They don't have
those. I don't know you, and you don't know me, and I know that it's hard for you, maybe for you to believe, but for you to sit here and tell me it didn't happen, it did happen, okay?
Well, there's just I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying that there's details that you're leaving out.
No, there's nothing. I mean,
maybe they hold your checking account, so they'll go and take the money if they want to. I mean, there's a lot of other factors that you're leaving out here.
Well, I did direct not direct deposit, but EFT, where they take it out once a month. It's an $865 payment. They didn't put a collateral on anything. They didn't put a lien on the equipment. They wrote the check out to my business, and that.
But your business holds your money at that bank.
What's that?
Your business holds a checking account with that bank.
Yeah, I have a my checking account is.
So what they do is if you fall behind or something happens or the bank gets into trouble, they'll just call the note and they'll just take it right out of your account. I don't have a checking account of yours. So again, you're comparing apples and oranges. You know, just like when you go to an auto dealership, you know, your bank doesn't give you a check and says, "Oh, go and buy whatever vehicle you want. Hopefully you use it for a vehicle. And hopefully you get us the title after the fact." No, you go to the dealership, you work out all the numbers, and they get their money directly from your bank. That's the way it works. Yeah. It's a collateral back loan.
Yeah. I get that. So then basically what I need to do is go through my bank again for the loan is what I'm trying to say. I just got your thing, and you know, I figured that because you are a bank that you would do it the same way. But if I'm not banking at your bank, I understand why you wouldn't do it. But everything I told you is what it is. So I think 10 and 11% to pay, and I'm not saying anything more than that's what the rates are. I get it. I understand. For working capital, some of the rates are higher. I called a couple other places that are at 15, 16%. So I guess, like I said, I just wanted to call you first because I received an offer from you. And get the get everything from you, and that's what I've done. So I will reach out to my bank again. So appreciate your time over the phone. Thank you.
You got it, and good luck.
All right. Thanks, man. Bye.